Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April 1st, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. So back in February, we had Olivia Strano on the show to talk about the new music festival she's putting together called Milk Run Music Fest, and it will be here in town in a month. She's back here with us today to inform us more on what to expect, what's going on. So you can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Olivia. How are you today?
Hello, hello. I'm so happy to be back here and to be discussing this new and upcoming event that Wrangell's going to be having. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, very exciting. It's coming up soon. So will you remind us what the Milk Run Music Fest is?
Of course. So we are pending our 501c3 status. We submitted all our forms the other week, and we are a nonprofit, domestic nonprofit organization that has its full focus on the arts, music, entertainment, and bringing different varieties of those aspects to Wrangell in a music festival form. So what this festival is it's an inclusive and diverse festival that's going to allow everybody kind of a chance to shine, with also incorporating new music that people might not have heard from the bands or their up-and-coming bands, and kind of give a chance for everyone to come out and enjoy a weekend before the summer rush hits with the cruise ships and all the other madness that comes along with summertime. So I'm really, really excited about it coming, and it's approaching quicker than we can imagine. So it's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very exciting. Kickoff for pretty much the summer.
Yeah. Summer kickoff.
Yes. So, what's going on with the planning? How is that going?
The planning's been going really good. We have our next board meeting, which will be our official third board meeting on the 8th of April, to kind of tie in last minute details. But as far as planning goes, I mean, we are just anxiously waiting for May 2nd and May 3rd. We have everything organized and ready to go for the most part. There's just, with anything like this, it takes a lot of different pieces from all different aspects. So we're just kind of waiting on tying in a couple last minute things that are currently in the works. But other than that, as far as festivities, we're ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. A couple months ago, of course, you came on. Has there been any changes to, you know, the festival within the last, since you came on? Air.
I mean, so we've gotten a few more people that have been interested in participation. A lot of people have given really, really great feedback about the open mic section we're going to do for a couple hours. And that's going to allow any of our local artists or people who just love to jam or have a talent for singing or want to have some stage time to get up in those. We're going to finalize the time frame schedule at our next meeting, but anywhere from 2 to 3 hours of that allotment time in our schedule during those days to allow people to come up and express and to really, you know, do what they love doing, whether it's professionally or just a hobby that they like to do. So there will be space and time for that. And then we have a stand-up comedian who's going to do a short little act, which is going to be fun. And then we have our main acts, which are, again, The Dead and Down, which is a folk rock band from Montana. And then we have our five-person bluegrass band named North Fork Crossing that is also going to be getting down and having us shake our boots. So those are really, really exciting. It's been really interesting because when I go out and people mention or bring it up to me, the excitement that I see in other people that are starting to ramp up really kind of just reflects on, okay, we are doing the right thing. This is so exciting. because when you have your own excitement, it just builds when you see other people that you might not really know that well that are like, hey, I'm going to do a vendor booth and my kids are so excited and my husband's so excited and we can't wait. And so that's kind of the energy that keeps me personally thriving. And I don't want to speak for other board members, but I would definitely think that with family and just being able to take a break to do something that's fun rather than just the normal grind, everyday grind, is going to be a nice relief and time for everyone. So very much looking forward to that. I'm really, really excited to see what some people are going to do for their vendor booths, because I don't want to do any spoil alerts, but there's been some really creative ideas that people want to do for it that is just going to be super fun. Like, someone told me they want to do a cotton candy booth, and another person was thinking of, I was talking to her at the Marine when I was at work, and she was like, maybe I'll do a cool root beer float booth, which is so awesome. And I mean, that's just people being able to get excited and make some money doing something fun.
I love root beer floats.
I love root beer floats too. Who doesn't like a root beer float?
Never thought about a root beer float booth.
That's exciting. I know. And you know who you are, so I was just really excited to hear all of the different ideas and that people themselves on their own time are starting to really think and brainstorm about how they can contribute, because that's the whole point of this, is to get the community to contribute for this to be not just a festival that someone puts on, but a festival that everyone can be involved in.
Awesome. That is really exciting. And I was going to ask you about the vendor fair too. And here you are. So do you think these are going to be also different vendors than who we've seen at the community markets too? Or?
Yeah, because I've gone to a few community markets, not much because I've been, my schedule's kind of wonky on Saturdays, but yeah, the people that have talked to me, I haven't seen at the market. So I think this is going to be additional people that want to just sell goods and do fun stuff. I mean, which is really exciting.
Really, like, really cool.
Yeah.
Where is the vendor fair going to be?
So we have the cul-de-sac closed off. And then Front Street, as of right now, is still going to be opened with monitor from the police department. But I would think, based on our vendor booth sign up, we will orchestrate a way for people to be in the cul-de-sac and a little bit in front of those businesses by the four-way stop. I know that that area is going to be a little congested, and people are going to set up there. So I think we're going to close that area off as well, but not all of Front Street like we do for the 4th of July until we see the outcome. So that's kind of the difficult brainstorming piece with this first festival, is because we don't know how many people are going to show up and show out. I mean, of course, I hope everyone shows up and shows out. But again, that's just getting the word out and really proving to people that this is going to be something fun and not worth missing.
Yeah, a couple of my colleagues, one who lives in Ketchikan and one who lives in Petersburg, they were like, oh, did you hear about this? I'm like, yes, she's been on the show. And so I think they're coming.
No, so, that's fantastic. Yeah. Again, if they're coming, like, don't forget those discounts that we've got going on. The Stick's doing 40% off. The Sourdough Lodge is doing 10% off with the promo codes Milk Run Music Fest, which is huge, you know, because it really allows and promotes people to come and enjoy this festival. And then the water taxi services, which are Breakaway and Muddy Water, are doing 10% off if you use the Milk Run Music promo code for pickups from Banana Point and Kaufman Cove. So, I mean, those are just easy ways to save money, or if you get a group of people and you want to split on a hotel room or something along those lines, it allows you, you know, a little bit of a break to come here and enjoy the festivities.
Yeah. Really, really exciting. And so, okay, you mentioned there's a comedian. Who is this? Can you share? And where is this person from?
He's local. I can tell you that. And his name is Tyler. And I'm not going to give you his last name because I don't know if he wants to keep it a secret or if he wants to just show up and show out, which I'm hoping he does and is like, da-da-da-da, boom. Because that's always more fun when you don't really know who the performer is, and then it's just exciting, and you're like, wait a second, I know this person. This person wants to do comedy, which is really exciting. And I have to give props to Bonnie Ritchie, because she was the one who got the comedian on board. And yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And then Bonnie and Jeannie Arnold are doing all the vendor booth signups and getting that organized, and going to be collecting payment the Thursday before the festival at the Nolan Center if people have not signed up yet. But it's good, because you just fill out a form and kind of say what you want to do for your booth, and they'll get back to you on, hey, we already have someone kind of doing along the lines of the same thing. Would you like to change your idea, or do you want to just do it as well? But we're trying to have, you know, different booths for different things, and I haven't heard too much overlapping in ideas, which is really even better. So yeah, the comedian, I haven't heard him, but I've heard he's very funny.
Okay, I was gonna ask you if he had to audition, but no.
No, not for this first one. You know, we're just, again, all inclusivity. We're just, if someone wants to express themselves and bring their arts to the table, we are all for it.
Awesome. Cool. And then, okay, so for the open mic, you said a couple hours, 2 to 3 hours. What are the, like, how long would you say each performer can play or perform? Or that just depends on how many are signed up?
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on sign up, but also that's another detail that we're going to finalize at our next board meeting. But I mean, if it's an actual band that wants to come up and play, we're going to have to limit that time so other people could come up and have some open mic time as well. But at the same time, if people all are just like jamming and then want to join, you know, like how I've been to festivals and concerts where, you know, someone will just start going up with a guitar, and then someone else will come up with a drum, and then someone else brings their good old fashioned harmonica up. And then it's just, you know, it's a collaborative effort to create a beautiful sound. So I think that is all going to depend on what people are wanting to do for the open mic. But everyone will at least have some of their own time if they want their own time, or if a band wants to perform for, you know, certain period of time. We're going to make sure everybody is able to have that segment.
Awesome. And I guess we just won't know until the day of, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's to be at City Dock too?
Yep, that's going to be at City Dock. That's going to be on Saturday. So Saturday is the whole day of festivities. The event's going to start at 12. Vendor booth sign up, or vendor booth like setup, will obviously be before 12 o'clock, or if they're setting up their booths for Friday, they'll already be up there. So Saturday is going to be the big day, and Friday is going to be like our fun, soft opener. You know, it's going to start at 5. It's going to go till 8:30. Our first band will perform. We'll have vendors. I'm sure if people want to show up earlier, between 3 or 4 o'clock, the vendor setup will be around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock on that Friday. So if people want to come around and socialize and have some fun beforehand, and then listen to one of our bands on Friday, and then we'll have the nighttime performance at Ramey's, and then both bands will flop for Saturday. So that way, if people come out and want to hear something on Friday and then want to hear the different band will, or the other band will be playing on that Saturday. So it gives you a chance. But the reason we're doing that is because it's our first year, right? And as any event or new venture, you always want to work out the kinks. So I've found that less is more. And when we do that, it's also, I feel like people get off work on Friday, because most mm-hmm. people are still working their Monday to Friday schedule, 9 to 5 or whatever. So this is going to give people a chance, if they want to come over, to have that, you know, easy day of adjustment, and then Saturday, like, full speed.
Yeah, yeah. And then Saturday, it's from noon, is that right?
Yep, noon to 8:30, okay. And then 9 o'clock at Ramey's.
Awesome. Great. Awesome. And 9 o'clock at Ramey's on Friday, too.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So there's also a raffle that's yes. going on. Will you tell us about that, and when's the last day to get a raffle ticket?
I would absolutely love to tell you about that. Since I'm new to the area, this is the first time I've ever heard of a raffle like this. Like, I'm used to raffles where you buy a couple tickets for X amount of money, and then you go, this raffle actually, like, gives half the pot back to the winners, which is completely awesome. I've never heard of it before, but apparently you guys have been doing it here in Southeast for quite some time. So it was a really great thing to learn. Those props go to Ramey because he brought that forward and he has spearheaded this raffle. So pretty much we're doing the $10,000 raffle winning with $15,000 total in winnings back. So we're only selling 300 tickets and we've only got about less than 150 to go now. So we're at the halfway point. And every 25th ticket that's pooled wins between $200 and $2,000. And then the final ticket pooled, the 300th ticket, wins $10,000 cash. And we are doing the live pooling at the Marine Bar on April 26th at 2 p.m., which should be pretty exciting because we're going to be pooling money. And for those who have participated or are going to plan on participating, like, you want to see if you win some money, right? The raffle tickets are $100 each, but again, we're only selling 300, so that's kind of the kicker, and the winnings are really good odds. The last day you can buy a ticket is April 25th, and so if people are like, okay, well, I don't know where to get a ticket, Ramey or myself are usually posted outside of IGA during the weekdays. And then you can also come straight up to Ramey's bar or the Marine bar to buy a ticket, or you can go to any of our board members, which I'll just remind you really quick of who is on our board making this awesome thing come to life. It's obviously myself and then Ramey Privet, Dan Powers, Bonnie Ritchie, Matt Henson, Jeannie Arnold, and Roland Wimberly.
Okay, cool. So there, what, about eight of you?
Seven of us.
Seven. Okay, great. Awesome. Cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And, okay, I know, do you have an idea? Have you heard from other out-of-towners saying that they're going to come?
I have, actually. I've gotten some pretty good feedback from Petersburg folks, which is awesome, because again, we would definitely want them to be a part of this. And then I've heard sprinkles of people from Ketchikan, and then I am going up to advocate this for Folk Fest in Juneau, so I'm going to be bringing a bunch of flyers and talking to people that are attending Folk Fest and letting them know about the Milk Run. I've been really lucky to know people in each segment of Southeast, so people either going or that live in Prince of Wales, Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, that I've sent with flyers and the raffle stuff, and so they've been participating in the raffle because we do have a Venmo option if you are an Alaskan resident or in Alaska during the time of the raffle. So we've been having people Venmo, and that's been great. But also the word seems to be getting out, even if it's not like, whoa, it takes time to grow into that whoa factor. But the beginning and the fact that I'm getting phone calls or people are DMing me about like, hey, my band plays in Juneau and we would love to come next year, or hey, I'm from Anchorage and we have a band, listen to our music, like we would like to be considered to come play next year too. That's pretty awesome, you know. That's the word is getting out there.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It is really exciting,
and the flyers are beautiful. They're lovely made.
Thank you. That is hard and long hours from the one and only Grace Wintermeyer. Yes. She has been absolutely incredible in designing and coming up with the ideas for our flyers, for all of our sponsor pages and raffle designs. She's been really, really great with that, and she has fun with it. So she's helping me design some buttons and other stuff that we should have at a little booth, because we're going to be setting up a booth and having water stations and stuff. So if people have questions or want to hear about who we are, we'll have that set up for people to come to.
Really cool. Buttons.
Buttons. That's buttons awesome. Or patches. I don't know. I like both.
What about both?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
So yeah, do you need a button maker?
Maybe.
I don't have one, but they're pretty cool.
Right? Everyone likes a little swag.
Yeah, totally. Okay, and then again, the festival is free, right?
Yes, the festival is free, and then also Raimi's at Night is free. And the cool thing about Raimi's at Night is because it's going to give, like, the daytime gives families and anybody an opportunity to participate and have fun. And then the nighttime is kind of an opportunity for adults to have a little break if they want to celebrate with other adults or, you know, get a break from parenting or just, you know, have that decompression time so you can be in an adult setting as well. It is 21 and above because it is going to be at a bar, but it's free. It's not charging a cover charge or anything like that. So again, that's just going to be another space and time to enjoy it.
Yeah. And then I have one more question. Is there a discount or a deal with Alaska Air at all?
This year, no, but we are in the works for something next year.
Okay.
Yes. So they've actually been wonderful. So this is I'm learning this as well because this is my first time putting on one completely spearheading it by myself. I've worked for companies where I've been in charge of executing them, but I haven't really had the conversations with sponsors and everything. So our sponsors have been extremely kind and I guess forgiving with me for the more appropriate routes or ways of dealing and doing things with sponsors. And Alaska Airlines has been all time. They've just been so kind. They've had meetings with me. They've been offering support in so many ways for next year's festival, and they've been a really, really great sponsor. They're our top tier killer whale sponsor, and so we're really excited about that. And then we have some really other great sponsors that are Sea Lion, which is our second tier, and the King Salmon, which is our third tier sponsor.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
you have the names for the tiers. I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, something fun. Each tier is awesome in its own little way. And, you know, it's a strong, necessary creature.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. So is there anything else you'd like to say about Milk Run Music Fest?
You know, I just hope everyone comes out and gives it a shot to enjoy it. If you haven't had a chance to participate and you do want to participate, like, don't snooze. We're only, like, the vendor booth sign-up is only $20 for both days. You can do it one day or 2 days. The price doesn't change, so we're really encouraging people to get involved with that. And then, just come out and enjoy some different music that you probably haven't heard before, because these are bands that are up and coming in areas that aren't in Alaska. And so, you know, that's what we want to bring to the table each year is just new sound. Something new or something familiar that is fun and gives everyone a break before the big summertime hits. So more or less, I really liked, someone said it, that it was, it's, they said, I love the timing because it's like the summer kickoff.
Yeah.
And we plan on keeping it the first weekend of May.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come out and join us. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me or any of our other board members. And we're really, really excited to bring this to Wrangell.
Yeah, I know we are excited too. And so new sound, new entertainment, or, you know, what you're familiar with too.
Right.
We all need that.
Exactly.
Kickoff.
Exactly. Like, and even if it's local bands that want to perform during open mic, or, you know, it's another chance for people to come out and to do their thing that they love to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks so much, Olivia.
Thank you for having me. I love being here.
Yeah. And again, that was Olivia Strano with the Milk Run Music Fest. And that is happening May 2nd and 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, May 2nd from 5 to 8:30. And then Saturday, May 3rd from noon to 8:30. And then there's the bands that are playing at Raimi's at 9 o'clock both nights. So, yeah, again, Olivia Strano from Milk Run Music Fest. And that is it for today.